The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle.
He spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
I'm Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show in Denver on News Talk 710 KNUS in Colorado Springs, AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer, doing a simulcast all up and down the Front Range. I'll be with you up until noon today. I'll be with you up until 12 o'clock. Hope you had a wonderful evening last night, the 4th of July. Hope you've still got your flag out today. We're going to talk a little bit about the flag. I'm working backwards a little bit. Towards the end of the show, we're going to play a video. I'll play the verbiage on a video that I think you'll enjoy. Sent to me by a lady in Highlands Ranch, Lyndon Johnson. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought we would play that for you. Also, we are going to play Red Skelton's Pledge of Allegiance. I'm sure that many of you have seen it, but it's always nice to be reminded. Red Skelton broke down the Pledge of Allegiance and what each line, what each segment of it means, and it's very nice. We're going to do that in the first hour. We'll do the flag in the second hour. We'll do the Red Skelton part in this hour. We can take your calls in both hours, 303-696-1971. I have got gift certificates to the Black Eyed Pea, Louie's Pizza, Joyce's Pizza, the Egg and You breakfast lunch place over in Parker, and Trestle's Coastal Cuisine in the Castle Pines area. So you want to give me a call, you got to go on the air, you got to contribute to the show, 303-696-1971. Had a nice day yesterday. Woke up and did my show from 10 to 1 in Colorado Springs at Louie's Pizza. Louie Shirota has had pizza places in Colorado Springs for over 33 years. He has five of them. We do a June, July. Louis works with over 100 schools in the El Paso County area. And that obviously goes from about September through May. So in June, July, and August, first Saturday of every June, July, and August, we do a Boyle Lunch Bunch where I invite you to come to lunch. We always have a bunch of people because we get you great meals and great deals. Yesterday, large one-topping pizzas, $4.95. We've held that price for 10 years. With each pizza, you can get a 25-cent salad, a 25-cent garlic bread. If you say, well, Mike, this was yesterday. I already missed it. No. We got another one coming up on Saturday, August 1st. So if you're listening in Colorado Springs or in Denver and you want to drive down, that will be on Saturday, August 1st. It's always a lot of fun. We do $3 sub sandwiches. We do $1 2-liter bottles of Pepsi products, Pepsi regular, Diet, Mug, Root Beer, Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist. So we always have a big crowd. We did 540 pizzas in 3 hours. Now, you know, I was talking to Louie after we got done with the event yesterday, and he was a little, you know, we were both a little disappointed because we did 650 in June. July usually ramps up a tick. Then August ramps up even more. So 540, I mean, geez, that's a lot of pizzas. It's probably more pizzas done yesterday during the day than all the other pizza places, whatever the brand, in Colorado Springs yesterday. But anyway, 540 was a lot of fun. We had a nice turnout. Then for the afternoon show, KNUS 3 to 5, I was in studio. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. We're going to turn this into kind of a patriotic Sunday. Did you see the salute to America yesterday that President Trump did? It was fabulous. We'll talk about that. Give me a call. Love to hear from you here on The Restaurant Show.
Hey, buddy, it's Mike, and you know that house gets a little bit dirtier when everybody's in it 24-7, right? All right, well, we're done with the shutdown. We're starting to move around. We're starting to get out. You're going to want people to come by the house, and you look around and you say, wait a minute. These carpets seriously are in need of cleaning. How about the upholstery on the couches? They need to be cleaned. Well, what do? You call Mike Bagnall, B-A-G-N-A-L-L, Mike Bagnall at Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400. That's 303-797-6400. You know, I've got a dog. My daughter adopted a dog down in Mexico, Bailey, the Mexican street dog. I didn't realize that you have to have your carpets cleaned just a little bit more often when you got a pet around. He does a wonderful, wonderful job. Mike Bagnall, Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400. And do me a favor. When you talk to Mike, tell him you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
You know, Sue Albert has operated Fat Albert's in Greeley for a long time, so you know that she was going to be around when the big shutdown was over. Well, she's around, up and running, and serving the same great American cuisine she's served for over 38 years. She's got a menu that includes meat, chicken, and fish entrees, even including the really popular liver and onions. Sue offers sandwiches, salads, and of course, the biggest seller, the Monte Cristo sandwich. And Fat Albert's is known for their pies, pecan, peanut butter, banana cream, and Mike's favorite, the French Silk, a chocolate cream pie with a delicious crust, lots of chocolate and whipped cream piled high. That's just to name a few. Get a slice or take home a whole pie. Fat Albert's has a full liquor license, plenty of free parking, and offers dine-in and takeout. But with the warm weather here, why not sit out on the patio, get a little sunshine, enjoy your meal? Fat Albert's is located at 1717 23rd Avenue in Greeley. For days and hours of operation, give them a call at 970-356-1999 or check out their hours and the entire menu at fatalberts.com. You know, if the place has been around for over 38 years, it's got to be good. Fat Albert's in Greeley. Say hello to Sue and tell her you heard about it on The Restaurant Show. You know, if you're only going to be offering takeout for an extended period of time, and then you're going to figure out how to ramp your business back up when you reopen for dine-in, well, you might as well use the opportunity to change the name of your restaurant. That's what Jeff and Janine, owners of DW's 285 Diner in Conifer, decided to do. So DW's is now the Conifer Cafe. Same owners, same great breakfasts and lunches, and since they also own Tommy's Sub at Quincy and C470, serving great subs for over 25 years, they decided to also offer those subs at the Conifer Cafe. And Tommy's is also open for take out and dine in, and serving what Mike considers to be one of the best Philly cheesesteak sandwiches in the state. So, let's see if we can help you follow all this. DW's in Conifer is now the Conifer Cafe, but it's still serving breakfast and lunch. The Conifer Cafe is now serving Tommy's Subs, and you can get Tommy's Subs at their original location in Morrison. Maybe start with a nice drive to the mountains and breakfast at the Conifer Cafe. Huevos, skillets, maybe a big burger for lunch, then take home a Tommy's Sub for dinner. Got your whole day covered. Two great places, two great owners, and plenty of great food. Conifer Cafe and Tommy's Subs.
Beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off. Politics.
All right, 14 minutes after 10 o'clock on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. Did you have a good day yesterday? You having a good day today? We got off to a kind of a slow start in the Boyle household today. Bailey, the Mexican street dog, and I, we didn't get up until about 6:45. That's usually a little late for us, and so went out and got a little exercise, but not as much as we usually get on Sunday. Matter of fact, I tried to get 10,000 before 10, 10,000 steps before 10 o'clock. I'm going to have to go a little bit because we didn't make that number today, but we'll get some exercise later in the day. Looks like it's going to be a nice day, maybe a little bit of rain later in the afternoon. We've been getting some of those afternoon boomers, and so the grass looks nice. The golf courses look nice and green. Time to enjoy the summer. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. When I got off the air yesterday at 5 o'clock, I turned on the President Trump salute to America. Fox News carried it. I tried flipping around to NBC, ABC, and CBS, and they had some ridiculous, inconsequential news show on that didn't have much to say about anything. So what I did was, fireworks are illegal. We got fire bans. And so, I'm going to watch the salute to America on Fox. It was really, really well done. It just made it just kind of made you well with pride to be an American. You can topple all the statues you want, and you can stand out on the freeways and block traffic. But I'm going to tell you something. I know the people that do that stuff aren't listening to this show. But if somebody out there that is listening can explain what that does, what benefit that serves, what purpose is enhanced, what cause is enhanced, boy, I'd love to hear from you. 303-696-1971. How about the people that stand out on the freeway, like the girl up in Seattle, Summer Taylor, 24 years old, got hit by a car. She died last night. Oh, okay. Well, that really protests. She's not going to worry about protesting racism anymore, is she? 303-696-1971. I'd rather watch something positive, something upbeat. They had the president speak. They had the Marine Corps band. They had God Bless America. People were standing up and were singing. It was right there in front of the White House. Then they had a wonderful air show going back years. They had B-52 bombers. They had World War II, Korean War, Vietnam helicopters flying over. And then finally they wrapped up the show with the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. It had to make you feel good, which should encourage you to participate in the political process a little bit, maybe get out and vote. It wouldn't kill you to get out and vote. Some of you are going to vote by mail. Some of you are going to go to the polls. But anyway, I just thought that it was really, really well done. Last week, I gave away tickets to Bandimere Speedway's 4th of July Jet Car Nationals and Post Jet Car National Championships fireworks show. And Bandimere, the Bandimere family, they're very patriotic. They're wonderful civic people. They've always prided themselves in putting on a wonderful 4th of July event. So hopefully somebody that won tickets will be calling in here sometime maybe in this hour and giving a nice report on how it went out there. Did you see the district attorney in Jefferson County? He's got to be a real nut job. You know what? He's the guy that wanted to – remember the poor trucker that was coming down the hill there without any brakes and caused an accident and killed a few people? And, I mean, listen, nobody goes down that hill with no brakes in a semi-truck and says, I got an idea. Doesn't this sound like a good time? Anyway, he said, there may be litigation against the Bandimere Speedway people for having more than 175 people out there. You know what? If you request people not to gather, how can you have litigation against a request? I don't understand it. There's a lot of things in this world right now that I don't understand. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I have found 20 facts about the 4th of July, Independence Day, and we call it Independence Weekend. And I thought I would share some of those with you because, you know, talk radio skews older. All right, typically 40, 50, 50 and up, professional, semi-professional, homeowners. So I'm going to assume that most of the people in that demographic went to public school back when they taught civics, okay? Maybe help you understand a little bit about this, how this country works, and maybe develop a little bit of an appreciation for the wonderful freedoms and benefits that we have here in the good old Estados Unidos. All right, so anyway, I found 20 fun facts about the 4th of July, and I'm going to share some of those with you. Yesterday, I talked with, on the Denver show, I talked with Trace Welch. Trace Welch is the owner and operator of Mickey's Top Sirloin, 6950 Broadway, 70th and Broadway in North Denver. And Trace, before he moved, he's originally from Colorado. But he wanted to run steakhouses. He ran this ranch steakhouse down in Oklahoma City. It's a really, really good, well-known steakhouse. I've been to Mickey Mantle's down there. I've been to the Cattleman's. But it just kind of got me thinking a little bit about travel around the United States. There's some travel bans on Europe. There's obviously some travel bans on Asia. Maybe you feel more comfortable staying a little bit closer to home. I was driving down I-25 yesterday to Colorado Springs. And remember the old KOA campground that had just a couple cabins over there at Toma Road and I-25 just before Larkspur? Well, they've turned that into a big mobile home Winnebago spot. I don't know how many. There had to be hundreds of Winnebagos there and campers and fifth wheels and so forth. People just doing staycations. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about taking staycations today. Maybe you have a suggestion, a place that would be fun to go. I've driven all 50 states. But I thought we'd talk a little bit about Philadelphia when we come back on the Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710, KNUS.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know that I love to travel. We talk a lot about travel. It's called The Restaurant Show, but it's The Restaurant and Travel Show. I've been taking groups of listeners on trips since 1997, working with Darlene Stacey over at Red Carpet World Travel. Got some great trips coming up in 2020, but I want to tell you about my daughter. I must have passed on that travel bug to her because she founded her own company. It's called Gusto Mexico, G-U-S-T-O, GustoMexico.com. And if you know what Gusto means, it means I like Mexico. And what she's inviting you to do is to come down to Mexico and lose your mind and come to your senses, where you're going to experience the taste, smells, touches, sights, and sound of that beautiful country just south of the border. GustoMexico.com. She's going to be taking groups to Tulum and Sayulita and Oaxaca and Ensenada, so you can really immerse yourself in Mexico. Check it out at GustoMexico.com.
You know, if the challenges of 2020 have shown us anything, it's that we really appreciate people and businesses who support our community. There's probably no company more involved throughout Colorado than folks at Pepsi Bottling Company. By keeping their people employed, keeping their truckers working and trucks on the road, keeping our stores and restaurants supplied with great Pepsi products, or even through challenging times, keeping involved in community and civic causes, Pepsi has been there. And did you know that Pepsi also supports our military by employing over 100 veterans throughout the state? All that's important, but it's also important that you know about the great lineup of Pepsi products. Pepsi Regular, including the original Pure Cane Sugar Pepsi in the glass bottle, and all of their other products. Diet, Zero, Mountain Dew, Mug Root Beer, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, not to forget Gatorade, Propel Energy Drink, and Lipton Tea. Pepsi also has a long line of snack products as well, including Lay's Potato Chips, Ruffles, Doritos, Cheetos, and many more. So stop by and pick up some Pepsi products. Pepsi may be a big international company, but they've always been there for us. For Colorado, Pepsi.
The restaurant owners that were hustlers, people that really promoted and came up with good marketing ideas before the pandemic, they did reasonably well weathering the storm during the shutdown. Two of those owners are John Jordan and his partner, owners of the Tailgate Tavern on Main Street in Parker, and now they're back to full service. Great marketeers serving great food. You can still take out, but why not dine in and enjoy the friendly neighborhood environment of the Tailgate, a place where you really feel like everybody knows your name. They're doing their hugely popular Burger Mondays, the Buffalo Wing Wednesdays, Prime Rib Thursdays, and the wildly popular Fish Fry on Friday. And they're still taking the time to support local charities, veterans organizations, the Parker business community, and even doing benefits for healthcare providers in their area. So when you do something nice for yourself, getting some really good food from the Tailgate and at very reasonable prices, you're doing something nice for others. The Tailgate Tavern also has one of the biggest and best patios in the metro area. The Tailgate is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and has a wonderful, friendly staff that would love to see you. The Tailgate Tavern in Parker.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
It was a perfect day for the end of May, they say, a record high. I stared at that green water, went out of the blue and by surprise.
Craig, 24 minutes after 10 o'clock here on The Restaurant Show. Happy to have you with me. My name is Mike Boyle. I'm your host, 303-696-1971. I got some gift certificates to give away to places like Trestles, Coastal Cuisine, yes, indeedy, named after Trestle Surfing Area down near San Clemente, California, serving great seafood, but, yep, they've got wonderful steaks. They got a rack of lamb that will blow you away. Trestle's Coastal Cuisine in the Castle Pines area. Egg and You, do you like breakfast? Do you like lunch at a wonderful place? Used to be an Egg and I. Richard Yoke, the owner. Yes, indeed. He was a franchisee, sold two of his stores, Centennial and Highlands Ranch, back to First Watch out of Florida when they took over all the Egg and I's, but kept a store on Main Street in Parker, and now it's called the Egg and You. Same menu, same recipes, same great food. Joyce's Famous Pizza down on South Broadway, 2120 South Broadway, just south of Evans. I got a gift certificate for her. And the Black Eyed Peas with 9 locations all up and down the Front Range. 303-696-1971. All right, so you know me and my stories. I'm going to tell you a story. Couple things. I've been to all 50 states. When my daughter said to me she'd like to go to all 50 states, I said, well, you have to drive them. Obviously, Alaska and Hawaii, a little bit of an exception. You fly there, you rent a car, and then you drive around and you see them. So we drove around the United States, and we'd stop it off at all these little towns. And I went on the air, and I asked you, the listeners, do you know of a place in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota? Do you know of a place in Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin? And you called up with restaurants, and we stopped. Are there things to see? You told us about the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa. I didn't even know there was such a thing 20 years ago when my daughter and I started driving around the country. Anyway, we had a wonderful time. But in addition to that, I go to the Major League All-Star Game every year. I've gone for 41 straight years. I obviously will not be going to Los Angeles this year. The All-Star Game for Major League Baseball has been canceled. And it originally started as just an opportunity for a couple of old college, Army, work buddies to get together and go to a baseball game and drink a bunch of beer. First one we went to was 1978 in San Diego, and it wasn't even sold out. It wasn't the big deal that it became. Well, then we decided that we'd keep it going. So in 79, it was in Seattle. And we knew the game was going to be on Tuesday, so on Monday we rented a boat. We chartered a yacht, and we went down through Puget Sound and drank beer and saw everything on, from the water. It was absolutely beautiful. And then you go to Cleveland, and then you go to Minnesota. And when you go to Minnesota, you go out to Northfield, to where Jesse James and Cole Younger gang got shot up trying to rob a bank out there. Very historical. And then we went to Pittsburgh and jumped in a car, rented a car, and we went over to Canton, Ohio, and went to the NFL Hall of Fame. Did something a little bit unique every single time. And it really helped me develop an appreciation for this country and some of the wonderful tourist attractions that we have. Atlanta, the game's in Atlanta. You go out to Stone Mountain, you see the Stone Mountain carving is absolutely beautiful. You can go to Kennesaw Battlefield, Kennesaw Mountain State Park, where one of the most famous battles in the defense of Atlanta obviously didn't work, and the Civil War as Sherman was marching to the sea. So it's always been very enjoyable. Washington, D.C., of course, you go down and you go to the Lincoln Memorial. You stop off. You pay tribute to some of the guys you know on the Vietnam Wall. You see the reflecting pool. Ken Buck, congressman from the 4th District, very graciously arranged for us to get a nice tour of the Capitol. So I got to thinking to myself, you know, over New Year's Eve, a friend of mine lives in Oklahoma. He'd had some surgery, kind of beat up, not getting around too good. I said, why don't I fly down? I knew my daughter was going to be able to not be able to come home. So I flew down. And I flew down on December 30th. And he picked me up at the airport, and we went to the Cattleman Steakhouse. 100-year-old steakhouse. Very famous. Wonderful, wonderful place. Sat with the owner, sat with the manager. The manager's been with him for 40-something years, something like that. Anyway, we had a ball. And then the next day, New Year's Eve, we went to Toby Keith's. I love this bar. Had $2.50 Coors banquet beers, listened to country music. Then we went over to Mickey Mantle's Steakhouse. We walked along the river and the Brickyard down there in downtown Oklahoma City. They've done a wonderful job. Just like we've got the Confluence down in downtown Denver, just like Pueblo's got that beautiful river walk. Well, they've done the same thing in Oklahoma City. So when I was talking to Trace Welch from Mickey's Top Sirloin, yesterday, and he was saying he ran the Ranch Steakhouse, Prime Age Steakhouse, down in Oklahoma City. I thought, you know what, I'm going to talk a little bit about stuff like that today. And then I got thinking, well, you know what, today's Independence Day, and where was the Declaration of Independence signed? Do you know? Let me see a show of hands of people that know. Okay, quite a few of you. Did you happen to see Jesse Waters last night on Fox? Okay, I had the TV on. I don't glue myself to Fox News, but I was watching the Salute to America, and when it ended, Jesse Waters came on, and he did a deal where he went out onto the streets, onto the beach, and asked people questions about the 4th of July. It was sad. When did America gain its independence? One guy said, 1984? Jesse said, 1984? And the guy said, oh, no, 1884. I mean, this guy gets to vote. All right, and then he's asking other people, and who did we gain our independence from? I mean, you could tell looking at this guy's face that looking into his eyes was like looking out an open window. He says, Virginia. We gained our independence from Virginia. Well, so anyway, I looked up fun facts for the 4th of July, and then I got to thinking to myself, you know, when the baseball All-Star game was in Philadelphia, back in 1996-97, we stayed at the Omni Hotel, right down there in front of Freedom Hall, right there next to the park that has the Liberty Bell. And when we got done going through the Freedom Hall, what did we do? We walked about a half a block down to a place called the City Tavern. And I know some of you are out there saying, Mike, I don't want to go to Philadelphia on vacation. Why not? You go to Grandma's house every year, that's got to be boring, right? Anyway, so we walk over to the City Tavern, built in 1772, something like that. George Washington used to go there and drink. It's a period restaurant. It burned down in about 1850. They rebuilt it. It's exactly like it was, five stories. But all the food is food from the period. There's another place in downtown New York, right near Wall Street, called Fonches Tavern, F-A-U-N-C-E-S, Fonches Tavern. And same thing, George Washington supposedly spoke to his troops, his commanders, I beg your pardon, at Fonches Tavern in New York City. So we went down to the City Tavern. We had a couple beers. We had a nice period meal. What did we have? I don't remember. It was 1996, 1997, whatever it was. But I started thinking about Freedom Hall, and I started thinking about the Liberty Bell, and I started digging out some of these fun facts. Did you know that on July 4th, 1776, only one person signed the Declaration of Independence? Only one person signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. All the others signed later. I've got a gift certificate to somebody who thinks they knew who signed it. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. All right, and by the way, I was looking at some of this stuff. Only two signers of the Declaration of Independence later served as President of the United States, and they were John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. And when I dug this out, somebody wrote, no. James Madison became a president of the United States. Well, that's right. But you want to know something? James Madison didn't sign the Declaration of Independence. And you know why? He didn't want to, because at that point it did not include the Bill of Rights. 303-696-1971. So who was the only... All you got to do is go on the air, make a guess. If you get it right, I'll give you a gift certificate Maybe even if you get it wrong, I'll give you a gift certificate. Who was the only person that actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776? All of the other 55 others, there was 56 total from the 13 colonies, signed, but they signed later. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. What happened to the 56 signers? The price they paid? You know what? We think it's too much to fly the flag on the 4th or stand at attention to the national anthem. Wait till you hear what will happen to them. We'll tell you on the Restaurant Show.
It started with a craving. Hey, we've all craved a good burger, right? Well, that's what happened to Jeff Richard and his two sons. While spending a little father and son time, they got hungry, and burgers really sounded good. The more they talked, the more they thought, no place came to mind. Well, then, an idea was born. Dad, why don't you and Mom open a really, really good burger place? The next thing you know, Jeff and his wife, Jaren, have three Crave Real Burgers. Crave Real Burgers. The original in Castle Rock, with two others in Highlands Ranch and Colorado Springs. Sure, they got the basic burger, big, thick, juicy, but maybe try one of the specialty burgers, like the Sin City, Love Stinks, the Three Little Pigs, the Luther, served between two glazed donuts, or a house favorite, the Nutty Professor, with peanut butter, bacon, jalapenos, and onion. And that's only the start. There are plenty more to choose from. Crave also has appetizers, sandwiches, and salads. Wash everything down with a delicious milkshake. Crave Real Burgers is open 7 days a week for both lunch and dinner at all three locations. Jeff was trained at the Culinary Institute, so you know he has talent, and he's put together some different, interesting, and delicious burgers. Some even have won or placed in numerous burger competitions. Crave Real Burgers. For a while now, folks have had the perfect excuse for getting home a little late. You know, I've been at the office. If people wanted to assume that you meant the work office, well, hey, that's their problem. But you probably meant the Office Kitchen and Bar on 3rd Street in Castle Rock. Owned and operated by Mike Hernandez, the office has that comfortable, relaxed neighborhood bar and grill atmosphere where you can wind down after a busy day at your other office. Beers, burgers, and bourbon highlight the menu, along with plenty of salads, sandwiches, and even a few Mexican items. The fish tacos are great, but if the office excuse is getting a little lame, just say you're heading over to the library. What could be the harm in that? Well, obviously we're talking about Mike's other place near the Castle Rock Adventist Hospital called the Library. The Library has that same laid-back feel of the office. Good food, full-service bar. You can just sit back and read the menu. And now Mike has a third place. It's in Parker, and it's called the Gym. Pizzas, burgers, full bar, games. So whichever excuse you want to use, whichever place you want to visit, the office or the library in Castle Rock or the gym in Parker, you're going to get a good meal, relax a little, and feel right at home.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and we all enjoy the foods of China, right? The sesame chicken, the Mongolian beef, but would you like to get some authentic Chinese food? Well, then you need to stop by the Volcano Asian Cuisine, 9632 East Arapahoe Road, just east of I-25, because Jay, the owner, he's from China. And yes, he understands that we like the westernized dishes, the hot and sour soup, the egg drop soup, but he also wants to serve the dishes of his home country. It's also called the Asian Cuisine because, you know what, they do sushi over there as well. It's a beautiful sit-down restaurant. You can go in and you can have a date night. They got a full-service bar. You can also do carry-out if you would like. It's called the Volcano Asian Cuisine, the Volcano Chinese Sushi Restaurant, 9632 East Arapahoe Road, 303-662-8111. They are open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and I know that they would love to see you and tell Jay you heard about it from Mike Boyle on the Restaurant Show.
Doesn't an ice-cold Mountain Dew sound good? As we return to the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
Songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer.
All right, I do like to drink beer. 10:39 is the time, and I put out a call. Last week, we gave away three sets of tickets, to Bandamere for yesterday's Jet Car Nationals and fireworks show. And I understand I asked for a caller, somebody that won those tickets, to call in with a report. I understand we have Mike on the line. Mike, welcome to the show. And before you say a word, Mike, you are not to guess who signed the Declaration of Independence, because I'm going to have Dave and Tim take a shot at that. But you won tickets to Bandamere, so you don't get nothing this week.
Okay. That's a deal. Thank you very much.
I've been to the Bandamere
Speedway. I had a wonderful time.
I love Bandimere Speedway. I love watching the jet cars. I grew up in Southern California, and one of the most famous drag racing strips in the world is out at Pomona, California, where Cal Poly Pomona is. And we would go out there. It's on the grounds of the L.A. County Fair, which is a huge, huge, as you would expect, fair. But I love going to Bandimere, and I love watching those jet cars and so forth. Did you have a good time?
Oh, I had a wonderful time. You just got to wonder about the sanity of the person that came up with the idea, let's strap a jet engine to a dragster and let's see how fast we could go down a quarter-mile strip. You know, you just kind of wonder about those type of people. So
he had a pair of huevos, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, anybody that is doing that, those jet cars and everything, that straps themselves in there and goes down there, they have them. Let me tell you. And there were women doing it there last night.
Oh, yeah.
And
John Force is doing very well.
Yes,
there's a girl from Colorado, John Force's daughter, who's very well known on that jet car circuit. We've got a wonderful listener. Bruce lives out in Golden. And Bruce, he has proclaimed himself as the president of the NVDA. Do you know what that is, Mike?
No, I don't.
Never vote Democrat again. Anyway, he worked for Hot Rod Magazine and Car and whatever for years and years and used to go to all those things. So when we talked about it last week, he sent me an email, and it kind of brought back fond memories of Bruce out there in Golden. But I think it's wonderful, and I'll have to tell you something. I saw that Bandimere said that we are working to be responsible. We have closed off, or we've asked people not to sit in every other row in the grandstand, every other row in the bleachers. I saw an aerial picture. How'd that work out, Mike?
It was fine. They even had little signs on each of the every other row where they said, you know, no, you know, this row's closed, that type of thing. It was every other row. And I've been to Bandimere in the past, and they pack you in there real nice. And this year was just a wonderful. I mean, you sat there, you had people, you had leg room, you didn't have people crawling all over you, and it was just. It was just a wonderful time. I mean, and they did. And the other thing is, he does a great job with the people from the ticket takers to the car lot attendants to the people that are directing you out and everything. They're all friendly, and they just did a great job.
Well, and in this aerial shot, it looked like in some of the rows where they asked you not to sit, people sat because, if you give people an opportunity to be responsible, if you give people an opportunity to socially distance themselves and be polite around other people at an event like a 4th of July fireworks show at Bandimere, I mean, for crying out loud, there are people there because they want to see the jet cars and they want to be patriotic, they want to enjoy the fireworks show. So it looked like there were people sitting in a lot of different places, but everything seemed to work out pretty well.
Oh, yeah,
I'm glad you had a good time.
It,
how were the fireworks?
Oh, the fireworks were wonderful. And the way they do it is they set it all to patriotic music and everything.
Yep.
And it was one of those things where, you know, of course the finale was just stupendous as far as. The last hurrah type thing and everything. It was just it seemed like he was even more over the top this year, as far as the ending goes and everything. But all throughout the whole thing was really good. So,
oh man, well thanks for the call. I'm glad you were glad you won the tickets. Glad you were able to go out. Glad you had a good time. You know what? Yeah, doesn't stuff like that. And I know that for some of the blue bloods, pinky in the air, drag racing, jet car, I mean, but don't you just feel like you were part of Americana when you go to something like that at Bandimere?
Very much so. I mean, it was just patriotic. It was one of those things, you know. John Bandimere is a patriot. He wears his faith on his sleeve. He went out there and he prayed for all our government officials. He prayed for our governor and everything else like that, and just a well-run event all the way around.
Mike, thanks for the call. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
All right, thank you much. Appreciate it.
All right, good talking to Mike. He went to Bandimere last night. I'll tell you what, I've been out there for that. I didn't go last night. I watched the President Trump salute to America, and it was really, really good. All right, let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave in Denver, let's see what Dave knows about history and civics. Who was the only person, Dave, to actually sign the declaration? I gave you too much time. You could have Googled the answer.
Did you?
Oh, good. Well, I'm proud of you. So you're just, do you think you know, or are you just going to tell me who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776?
Sure, I know. It's John Hancock.
Absolutely. All the others signed later. And you know what? All the others probably had to sign smaller because he took up so much room on it.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. Do you know why he did it so big, unless he was just the first?
I'm going to put Jim Nichols. Jim Nichols is producing the show. He does a nice job. We're going to put him on that. Maybe, I'm going to give John Hancock credit for being just so emphatic.
Yes.
That, this is our Declaration of Independence. I am all in, and I don't want to scribble my name so people can't read it. I don't want to make it so small that people may not be able to see it. I'm standing up for America, and I'm signing it. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the reason. Maybe we'll never know. But but how does that sound to you, Dave?
You know who might know is Dennis Gallagher. If anybody around town would know, I bet
really?
He would just, yeah, he would, because he's just brilliant. And he would tell you a story about it. I wonder.
Well, I don't have access to Dennis Gallagher right now, but I'm going to put Jim Nichols on it.
No, but I mean,
and we'll see what we can. And okay, where would you like a gift certificate to, Dave? Would you like the Black Eyed Pea? Would you like Trestles, the Egg and You and Parker? Maybe Joyce's Pizza down on South Broadway? I know you live in Denver.
Trestles would be fabulous.
It's a $50 gift certificate.
Wow, that's really cool.
Where do you live? What are the cross streets?
I'm right up on the border. It's Denver City, and then right next to Broomfield, so kind of Denver, Broomfield, Westminster.
Okay. All right. Well, you can have a little bit of a drive. I can send you a Black Eyed Pea. You've got Northfield, North Glen, and some of those places up there. But all you called in, you got the answer. You want Trestles?
I do. I go down south a lot, and I've always wanted to eat there, and that would be fabulous.
I'll tell you what, it's absolutely unbelievable. But we're going to find out. We're going to see if we can find out why John Hancock. Have you ever read what happened to the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence?
No.
They knew that they were committing treason.
Five signers
were captured by the British. Five of the 56 were captured and tried as traitors. Tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. They signed, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. I don't think it's too much for us to stand up for the national anthem. Do you, Dave? I don't think it's too much for us to fly the flag.
No, it's a travesty. It's sad. And our parents were World War II, and no, it's a shame.
At the Battle of Yorktown, Thomas Nelson Jr. noted that British General Cornwallis had taken over his home for his headquarters. The owner quietly urged General George Washington to open fire. The home was destroyed, and Nelson died bankrupt.
Wow.
Pretty impressive. Dave, we're going to get this gift. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get the gift certificate. We're going to find out about the why John Hancock signed it so big. And we're going to go to Tim in Westminster because Tim had a guess, and let's see what he has to say. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Good, thank you. Did you know the answer?
Yes, I did. John Hancock, not a guest from Chicago, and we got the John Hancock Center, so we learned a little history about John Hancock.
And
from my belief,
and
from
Tim,
my,
Tim,
yeah.
Tim, since I know that you knew the answer, and since I'm trusting you and I know you're telling me the truth, I'm going to send you a gift certificate. How's that?
That'd be great. Fantastic. But one thing about Jan Hancock is my studies of it. I don't think anyone knew why he signed so large. But not most people don't know anything about Jan Hancock but his large signature. So I surmise that he was so proud and so honored to go through this that he signed it emphatically and large. But he was really patriotic at that time.
I think that you just might be right. We're going to put you on hold, Tim. We're going to mail you a gift certificate to the Black Eyed Pea because you live in Westminster. They've got stores up there, and you can go get that chicken fried chicken or the pot roast. We're going to take a break and come back on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
While Joyce's Famous Pizza didn't like the Great American Shutdown and what it did to businesses all over the metro area, she was really set up for takeout and delivery more than most, because that's what most of her business is anyway. Joyce's Famous Pizza is a small place anyway. Located at 2120 South Broadway, just south of Evans, Joyce's only has about 5 or 6 tables, so most people stop by and take her amazing pizza home with them. And of course, Joyce's has always delivered. Joyce's is open for business, both lunch and dinner, 7 days a week, beginning at 11 o'clock. Also, while Joyce is known for her pizzas, don't forget the sub sandwiches on homemade bread, the salads, pasta dishes, and calzones. Everything can be picked up or delivered. You can call in your order and it will be waiting for you when you arrive. Joyce's number is 303-777-4992. That's 303-777-4992. Joyce's has been around since 2008. And remember, she serves a big pie, 16 inches, with plenty of toppings to choose from. She also has a great pizza by the slice lunch special. So check out Joyce's Famous Pizza, 2120 South Broadway, and be looking for some of her social media deals and the occasional Saturday specials offered on Mike's website at MikeBoyle.com. These specials can really save you some money.
You know, it's tough enough to start one restaurant that concentrates on one concept. You can imagine how hard it must be to start restaurants with two completely different concepts. If a place does breakfast and lunch well, then you may not think of it as a dinner place. If you're looking for a nice place to have dinner, you probably won't think of a restaurant that offers breakfast. So what is Randy Price, owner of the locally owned and operated Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group down in the metro area? He's put together two completely different concepts, kept them separate, and both have been very well received. The first, Urban Egg, a daytime eatery featuring delicious breakfasts and casual lunches with locations up and down the Front Range. And then he has the super successful Salsa Brava Mexican restaurants serving wonderful and unique Mexican dishes for lunch and dinner. What do they have in common? All restaurants in the group strive for and attain a uniqueness, not only in dishes, but by using fresh Colorado-sourced ingredients wherever possible in all their dishes. So whether you're looking for a great breakfast, burgers, or salads for lunch, or a nice place to get your Mexican fix, think about the Urban Egg and Salsa Brava. All unique, all good, all local.
Remember what your mother said. Start your day with a good breakfast. Maybe a big breakfast burrito or a nice pupusa. Well, you can get either or both at Mile High Pupusas at 2504 Old Hamden Road, just west of Santa Fe in Inglewood. Mile High Pupusas is owned and operated by the husband and wife team of Josh and Myrna Benavides. He wanted to specialize in Mexican food, but since Myrna is from El Salvador, she also wanted to feature some of the native foods of her native country. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, serving not only breakfast, but a wide selection of lunch and dinner items as well. It's located in a small freestanding building with plenty of free parking. And even though they have 4 or 5 tables inside for dining in, it's really set up for takeout. From the minute they open their doors at 7 a.m., you'll see people piling in and loading up on their many specialties. Most people know what a burrito is, but try the pupusas. It's like a pita pocket, Salvadoran style. Dough with whatever fillings you select. No liquor license, but plenty of Pepsi products to quench your thirst. Mile High Pupusas. Say hello to Josh and Myrna. They're always there.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
He was working through college.
All right, coming up on 10:54, one of my favorite songs, Strawberry Wine. Don't you just love that song? Hey, I want to thank Mike for calling in with a report about Bandimere and the fireworks show. I want to thank Dave. He knew that John Hancock was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. Tim knew it as well. And being from Chicago and having the Hancock Center there, I think he shed a little light for us that it probably was John Hancock saying, I am so proud that I'm willing to stand up for this new country and for our seceding from the Great Britain, the English Empire. I'm signing it big. And Vicky was a waitress when I met her at the Colorado Mine Company. Remember the Colorado Mine Company? Yeah, she was working her way through school. is now a healthcare professional. She sent me an email. It was John Hancock. Yes, Vicki, you are absolutely right. All right, so what I thought we would do to go out this hour on our patriotic Independence Day weekend restaurant show. We talk about restaurants, we talk about movies, travels, books, whatever we feel like talking about. But have you ever seen, remember Red Skelton? He was a funny guy. I'm just laughing, thinking of some of his skits. But one he did that was very, very well done and very, very serious. He explained the Pledge of Allegiance and what it means. And you know what? The intelligence level of my audience is up there, bar none. So you probably know what I'm talking about. But we're going to go ahead and play Red Skelton's, and he talks about the Pledge of Allegiance, and he takes you through line by line, verse by verse, even word by word. And that's what we're going to play for you as we end this hour. I'll take your calls in the next hour, 303-696-1971. Jim Nichols, fire up Red Skelton for me, all right, buddy?
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?